First of all, you know Chris Sillen from Sam
Town? Yeah, well, we played against each other in high school. I was a freshman, he was a senior, so I know him pretty well already, so it's good to, you know, have a guy on the team, you know, that you know. And, you know, I'm going to just continue to stay in his ear, you know, kind of teach him the plays and try to fill him in as quick as possible.
What kind of player is he for?
He's a slasher, you know, a wingman that can shoot the ball. You know, he stretches the floor. His versatility and his length on the defensive end will help us out a lot, you know, as well as his ability to shoot the ball and kind of stretch the floor. So, you know, I'm looking forward to playing with him and, you know, moving forward.
Talk about the matchup with Chris Paul and just when you go up against these elite point guards.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great point guard. You know, you got to be ready to compete tonight. You know, it's going to be a tough battle for us collectively as a team. So we have to be ready to play from the beginning in order to give ourselves a chance to win.
How do you defend these guys when they like to run and just the up and tempo?
You know, first of all, we got to take care of the ball. You know, turnovers would be crucial tonight. You know, we got to take care of the ball. And then, you know, when shots go up, we have to make sure we got three guys back, you know, to protect our basket. And, you know, if we do that, we'll have a pretty good chance of containing them in transition.
It's been a couple games down the road coming off the bench for you. Do you feel like you're more of a green light with that unit to be the scorer?
Well, Coach just tells me to be aggressive, man. He tells me to come in and bring a spark on the defensive end. And then, on offense, he tells me, you know, if I pass up a shot, he tells me to shoot that shot. So I don't know if it's more of a green light, but I know he wants me to be, you know, just as aggressive. And when I'm out there with the starters, you know, I just play my regular game, you know, look for others. And then when the shot's there, take it. So it's different for me, obviously, because, you know, never came off the bench. But, you know, it's something that, you know, it's getting easier because, you know, the second group, you know, I can be the leader out there and, you know, kind of run the team.
Mentally, was it hard to accept at first?
I mean, it's for the team. So if it's for the team, I'm all in. You know, he said he thinks that the second group needed a guy out there that could, you know, be as aggressive and score the ball. So it's something that I, you know, accept because it's for the team. You know, anything for us to win.
That second quarter performance, a little bit of a wake up call after. I mean, it's been so long since you guys have kind of, I think, one of those kind of slow.
Yeah, it's you know, we can't come out like that. You know, more importantly, on the defensive end, we have to be locked in, focused, and concentrated on the game plan. You know, playing against a really good team like the Clippers, you know, we can't afford to, you know, have one of those type of quarters where, you know, we kind of go blank and kind of spread apart as a team. But you know, we learned from that, and you know, tonight we look forward to trying to get a win.
I know you guys focus on every game individually, but do you kind of see this next little stretch of the schedule and see how tough it is? Do you ever peek ahead?
Not really. You know, I honestly don't know who we play in the next three or four games. But, you know, it's such a long season. Sometimes I look at the schedule and see who we got coming up. But I know we're going to be at home for a little stretch. So I'm sure that, you know, we're basically just focused on the night.